So an update on this show. As you know, last week we didn't do live programming. But whatever may happen with this show, ups and downs, ons and offs, I want you to know the heart that beats out there beats here. And that whatever else may be, that great communal mind and heart by which we know and feel each other's struggles is an amazing gift. And I give thanks for it. As well as for the view that 61 years on the planet and sufficient time to sit with it can give. That seeing gifts is just paying attention. I've been glad of this chance to re-listen to the July 29, 2012 show from the archives. That conversation asserts the fundamentals of the challenge before us. And to consider those fundamentals in the light of what our good three say, and vice versa. And it seems to me they come together in this word, legitimacy, given what as life we want and need, which is each other. As Virginia Woolf wrote, and I quoted at the end of Waking Up, although she was writing about the new college, and I argue that these are the qualities we want for our new world. Quote, the aim of the new college, the chief college, should be not to segregate and specialize, but to combine. It should explore the ways in which mind and body can be made to cooperate. Discover what new combinations make good wholes in human life. The teachers should be drawn from the good livers as well as from the good thinkers. Competition would be abolished. Life would be open and easy. People who love learning for itself would gladly come there. Musicians, painters, writers would teach there because they would learn. They would come to the poor college and practice their arts there because it would be a place where society was free, not parceled out into the miserable distinctions of rich and poor, of clever and stupid, but where all the different degrees and kinds of mind, body, and soul merit cooperated. Let us then found this new college, this poor college, in which learning is sought for itself, where advertisement is abolished, and there are no degrees, and lectures are not given, and sermons are not preached, and the old poisoned vanities and parades which breed competition and jealousy. Sisters and brothers, we deserve no less, but states are designed to keep us separate, both within and across nation. And while we in those areas of the world that have been systematically privileged with more civil liberties bear greater responsibility, that on paper greater granted maneuverability is in fact negated by a repression that is clandestine and so more insidious, more difficult to wrestle with. And so our officially broader political space in which to move can only be claimed in practice by our political action of providing for each other mutual support. This means that one of these most key fundamentals expressed in that archival show almost 3 years ago is that the creative energy generated as we honor and respond to life, as we cleave to the life we feel in each other, is infectious. We hunger for each other. We want to be together. That is the most powerful force that furthers this movement. And we shouldn't underestimate it. So once we start to do it, create the spaces in which life is honored, creativity flourishes. What comes from it cannot be predicted. but that more life will spring from that fertile ground is certain.